rock and roll to me before that, The Temptations. Here at Boom, we play amongst all the oldies, we play a few new records, including one recently by Linda Lamont, and it's called Don't Put It On Me. And it's interesting because it's Linda's first release, and she is... Is it rude to ask how old you are, Linda?
Oh, I'm very proud of how old I am. Thank you very much. I was 75 last month.
Well, happy birthday for last month. But the point is, this is your first recording.
Yes. Well, I didn't start recording, actually, till I was the age of 70. And it was lockdown that got me down to actually sorting out all my songs and getting them out there.
Clearly, you're very good. We're enjoying the single. Why did it take you, if I could put it to bluntly, why did it take you so long to record?
Life got in the way, David, and I just floated about doing everything but what I should have been doing. And it was when my husband died, it made me rethink my life and think, I'm going to do what's important. So I got down to it then.
You've been involved in music for the whole of your life. I'm looking through your list of achievements. Jazz Band Queen, 1965.
Yes, that was interesting. When Carnival Jazz Bands were on the road,
yeah.
I had the honour of waving at the crowds at carnivals throughout the Northwest from a float.
And you met Davy Jones?
I met him at his house in Denton. I believe you were in Manchester for a short while, David.
Yes, I was.
So you'll know Denton.
Yeah.
Yes, I was about 15 at the time, and I decided I'd go and knock on his door with my songs. That's when I started writing songs. I went to the local phone box, rang his home, and his dad answered the phone and invited me into the house.
What was Davy Jones's house like?
It was a semi-detached,
yeah.
Just like any 1930s semi-detached house, and his family were there because, of course, Davy was visiting from America. It was quite an amazing experience.
Just before we hear the song, Linda, tell me what it means to you.
Well, I mentioned that my husband passed away some time ago. It was inspired partly by him because every time I got my guitar out to practice, he used to make excuses to go out of the room. And it used to quite upset me because I thought we should sit there and listen to the... But it was too painful. When musicians practice, it is painful. And partners usually like to hear the finished product and not the pain they have to go through with it.
Well, let's listen to the finished product now. Linda, lovely to speak to you and good luck.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
So you want to be a star as you strum on your guitar. Whatever you think you are, don't put it on me. I guess I know what you are playing, and I hear what you are saying, but I keep on praying, don't put it on me. Cause all I want is my baby by my side, but all you do is make me cry, cry, cry. But there's one thing I know, don't put it on me. No matter what you play on, it always makes me want to run. So I'm begging you, hon, don't put it on me. Cry, cry, cry. have to be content, a second fiddle to your instrument. But whatever your intent, please, honey, don't put it on me.
It's new on Boom, Don't Put It On Me, from Linda Lamore. And how lovely it was to hear from Linda personally a few seconds ago. If you're up to anything interesting in life, do share your story.